One of the things I remember from my dad's ministry was his ministry to the sick, or those who came with a need and asked for prayer. The first thing I remember was, if you came on Sunday and asked for prayer, on Monday he called you to see how you were doing. And he expected God to work. Another thing that he would say would be to get a word from the Lord. I've said this before. Get a word from the Lord. I would say, well, you have the whole Bible. But his point was that God is able to make that promise real to you. And you need to get a word from the Lord in this situation, in this need. That God speaks personally to your heart. You see, this book is alive and powerful, and God is able. He's speaking. He hasn't stopped speaking. God is speaking tonight. God will speak tomorrow. God will speak to you as you go to bed tonight. God will speak. And he wants you to hear his voice. Get a word from the Lord. But then something else that was, I would say, very practical. He would tell you to read Matthew 8 and 9. And I just wanted to have us open our Bibles. Tonight, I realize that tonight is communion. And we come to the Lord's table. And we remember what he has purchased for us. What he has provided for us. And one of the things that he has provided in his sacrifice for us is the healing not only of our souls, but of our bodies. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, we have that story. We just sang about it. Came a leper to Christ, saying, "Surely, Lord, you can heal me. I know you can make me clean. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And so here we see the willingness of our God to meet our need. "Yes, I'm willing." And he touches that man in compassion and in power and makes him clean. The next account is this centurion, someone outside of the nation of Israel. And yet he comes to Jesus saying, "Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented, paralyzed in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion answered and said, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come to my house. But just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." Just speak the word. "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and say to this man, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." And I wonder tonight, do we believe that Jesus is able? Do you believe that Jesus can speak the word, as it were, and make you whole? The next little account is Peter's mother-in-law, sick of a fever. And Jesus touches her hand, and the fever leaves her. She gets up and she serves them. In verse 16, Matthew 8, verse 16, it says this: "When the evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah: He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. And if you're familiar with that passage in Isaiah 53, we sang about it, surely, surely he hath borne our sicknesses and carried our pain. Surely by his stripes we are healed. And so I'm so thankful that tonight as we come to the Lord's table, there's provision for you, body, soul, and spirit. Jesus paid it all. And every effect of the curse is reversed. It's overcome in redemption. In Jesus' sacrifice for us. And so those who have a need in their bodies, I encourage you tonight to look to the Lamb of God. To look right to Jesus. We sang, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We come according to your promises. We come according to your word. Lord, raise our faith. Open our eyes to see you as the God who heals. Oh, Jesus. I'd also like to just turn with you to the passage that speaks of the Last Supper. It's in the 26th chapter of Matthew. And beginning at the 26th verse, Matthew 26, verse 26. It says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. When we come to the Lord's table, we're reminded, yes, of all that he has purchased for us. The blessings that flow to us from Calvary, the forgiveness of sins, the power of sin that's broken, healing for our bodies, healing for the broken heart. Protection, provision, all that we need, peace with God because of the blood, access into the very holiest place because the veil has been rent from top to bottom. Jesus has opened the way. But there's something here also that I see. Jesus says, take, this is my body. And take, this is my blood. And so not only does he make provision for us, but he gives us himself. He says, take of me. I am your life. You know, in John 6, he tried to explain that to the people, and they didn't understand. It's probably a little bit hard for us to grasp it at times. But we need to live by the Son of God. We need to take his life. We need to appropriate himself for me. He comes to me. And so not only does he give himself for us, but he gives himself to us. And as you receive these emblems tonight, we receive it from him. He says, this is my body broken for you. Take it. And this is the blood of the new covenant. Drink it. You need to drink it. You need to make this part of you. I am giving myself to you. And so how thankful we are for this great salvation. We come in faith. We come believing. We come together as the body of Christ. I like the thought that we have in 1 Corinthians 11. And just this. You know, it says to examine ourselves. Examine yourself. Sometimes people don't take the communion. They feel that they're not worthy, right? There's a warning there. You want to take this communion worthy, in a worthy manner. Don't take it unworthily. But I believe that that examination is not so we do not partake, but that we can partake. It's as the psalmist prays, search me, Lord. And see if there's a wicked way in me. If there's something that needs to be dealt with, Lord, I bring it to the blood. I mean, isn't what this is about? And so don't say, well, I'm not worthy. Say, Lord Jesus, your blood makes me worthy. So wash me, cleanse me, forgive me, whatever's needed. And then we're called to come and partake. And so I encourage you tonight, come under the blood. Come under the precious blood. Jesus died for you. Make it personal. And Jesus gives himself to you. Just one more thought about the New Testament. He said, this is the blood of the new covenant. But what is the new covenant? Do you know what Jesus is ratifying by his death? The new covenant. What is it? Well, we read of that, don't we? Already in the Old Testament, we read of the new covenant. And under the new covenant, we're told that the law of God is written upon our hearts. You see, under the old covenant, there really was no power or ability to obey or to fulfill or to do God's will. But under the new covenant, he writes his law upon our hearts. He gives us the ability. He gives us Himself. He gives us His Holy Spirit so that we can obey. He puts His holy nature into us. You are partakers, it says, of that divine nature. How thankful we are for the grace of our Lord Jesus. And so I don't know what you want to lay hold upon tonight as you come. But let's not come in vain. Let's come with purpose tonight. And let's be specific with the Lord. Lord, I need your grace to overcome. Would that be a good prayer to pray as you receive these emblems tonight? Lord, I want the power of sin to be broken in my life. I want that habit that I know is wrong. I want you to just break that power and make me an overcomer. Your blood was shed to cleanse from sin, Lord Jesus. Your risen life transforms the old to new. This is not an empty form. There's life here. There's power. Jesus is here. And Jesus wants to give Himself to you. Jesus, be my healer tonight. Lord, you know the touch I need in my body. I'm looking to you, Lord. And I receive the help from you. In the other Gospels, and we read this phrase that he says, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. And I think he wants his disciples, he wanted his disciples, and he wants you and me to remember his great love for us. You know that Jesus loves you? Do you know that Jesus loves you? He loved us and gave himself for us. The Father, in his great love, sent Jesus to be that atoning sacrifice for our sins. And how helpless we sang, and how helpless we would be without him.